This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least five Ecuadorian police officers were killed Tuesday in attacks prompting President Lasso to declare a state of emergency in two provinces. Lasso has repeatedly blamed violence, including inside prisons, on drug gang retaliation for his government's efforts to combat the illegal trade. Lasso, who canceled a personal trip to the United States because of the attacks, says Ecuador is a transit point for drugs destined for the United States and Europe. A federal judge on Monday blocked Penguin Random House's merger to acquire rival publisher Simon & Schuster. Antitrust laws were the reason. Penguin Random House plans to appeal the decision, worth more than a couple of billion dollars. The Federal Reserve's meeting this week will conclude today with another interest rate hike to try to calm the raging inflation in America. A hefty three-quarter point hike is expected. So far this year, the Fed has raised its key rate five times in an aggressive pace to fight the threat of recession. Financial guru Steve Forbes.
He was recklessly late in fighting the inflation plaguing us today. Now he's making the opposite mistake. He's overdoing it, thereby plunging us into an unnecessarily severe downturn. No wonder Powell's prestige is crashing faster than the stock of Facebook's parent, Meta Platforms.
A Kansas mother who was convicted of leading an ISIS battalion was sentenced to 20 years in prison on Tuesday. 42-year-old Allison Fluke Ekren pled guilty in June to expressing interest in carrying out terrorist attacks in the United States in support of ISIS on six separate occasions. This took place between 2014 and 2017. Justice Department prosecutors say they believe the 20-year sentence was not enough for what she had done. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
CVS Health said Wednesday that it has agreed to pay $5.2 billion to settle lawsuits over how its pharmacies handled prescriptions for addictive opioids. CVS is the first drugstore company to reach a nationwide settlement in a series of lawsuits brought on by a group of states and Native American tribes. If accepted by the courts, the company would pay $4.9 billion to states and other municipalities and $130 million to tribes over 10 years beginning in 2023. Russia is doing an about-face and said Wednesday it will resume participation in an agreement allowing grain exports to leave Ukraine ports. Days after suspending its involvement over alleged attack to its Black Sea fleet, since July, the grain deal has been a crucial step to help alleviate the deepening food crisis around the world. The FBI has a warning for parents.
The FBI is warning parents that child predators could use rideshare services to gain access to children. Retired FBI agent and child abduction expert Jeffrey Reinick tells News Nation that parents should think about the risks of using services like Lyft or Uber for their children.
Offenders that prefer children are always going to be thinking about it and looking for ways to make it happen. When you think about rideshare, you're getting into a stranger stranger's car, and you cannot predict beforehand what that person has done to set the car up.
That's Tim Berg reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, especially when it comes to the suppression of our language. You know, they've taken away our words. We can't talk and exercise our First Amendment right, which is at the heartbeat and foundational to this democratic republic. We've got to be able to, you know, express what's on our mind, because when that happens, we're all smarter because of it. Doing the opposite dumbs us all down, and here we are. I mean, working against our better interest. Case in point is the issue of crime and how violent crime has been spreading around our country. And if you've been mindful at all of the debates and watched what's going on, I thought it was just incredulous what Governor Hochul had to respond. You know, it was kind of a Hillary Clinton-esque kind of response. Like, what does it matter anyway? Why is this such a big deal? Why is it that, you know, people being murdered in Manhattan and pushed off of subway, you know, walkways and pushed in front of subway trains? Why do you make a big, why is that a problem for you? I mean, what is going on? Well, with us right now is a retired sheriff and PhD doctor. Curry Myers joins us to talk about this very issue. He has combined 35 years of professional experience as a law enforcement officer at the local, state, federal level, and as a criminologist, professor, and executive. So he's been there. He's done it. He's bought many T-shirts on this whole issue of violent crime. Professor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, I'm honored to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, let's break this down here. You know, the debates, of course, when you have one side that is trying to do everything they can to not talk about crime because they know the issue of crime is at their doorstep. They own the crime problem, so they don't want to talk about it that way. And you saw the deflection with Hochul. Gretchen Whitmer did the same thing. I mean, this is kind of the Democratic pandemic of violent crime avoidance, right?
We just love to ignore the facts. We really like to go with feelings for some reason in today's modern society. The criminal justice system needs to focus on violent offenders first, especially recidivists that continue to commit violent crimes. About 63% of prisoners released, violent offender prisoners released, will reoffend within the first 3 years of their release, 71% within the first 5 years. And then if you look at offenders that are under the age of 24, it's 81% of them will offend within the first 5 years of their release. Mm-hmm. This isn't made up. This is data, and we're not using enough empirical data to make decisions. And then when you throw that we're not focused on recidivism, We also have rogue prosecutors that are using lax bail reform to push their own political agenda. In some states, unfortunately, the legislatures also pass lax bail reform laws. Mm-hmm. The police officers spend thousands of man hours arresting and rearresting offenders, and bail should be really used another evidence-based model that we already have in place called the jail classification model that we're just not simply using to determine a bail reform like we should.
Well, this is what's happened when you turn your back on wisdom, you know, is that you render yourself stupid. I mean, we have a vice president of the United States that has participated in this very thing, that has ignored the data and been there and supported organizations to pay people's bail. Because, like you said, all of a sudden, you know, and it seems all of a sudden, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it just seems like all of a sudden the door opened up to madness and everything became about feelings, and we're ignoring the data, which we were told for 2 years as we were dealing with another pandemic, COVID, that, oh, the data really mattered. But I guess it's only their data and how they want to interpret it, not a proper way of assessing data, right?
That's correct. We throw around these terms of data and science, but we don't really use the empirical data and science. We take our feeling. I think it's confirmation bias that is occurring.
Mm, yes, that's a good point.
Where we all sit around these tables and we all go, oh yeah, that's the problem, that the people sitting around the tables don't really have the full information, or they're basing their data on feelings. So our criminal justice system really needs to refocus its efforts towards evidence-based policing concepts. This would be similar to what New York did in the early 90s using CompStat. And technology is our friend nowadays. We have incredible technology capabilities. Mm-hmm. Using current crime data and key performance indicators, that we could actually direct valuable police resources to high-impact violent crime areas. And this is especially true in communities of color that suffer from significant black-on-black violence and victimization.
Exactly. Well, and this is why the people in these small communities, like you mentioned, some of these urban communities, when the Democrats were, you know, championing, you know, about defunding police, they're going, oh, wait a minute, we need more, we don't need to defund, you know, I'm doing everything I can to protect my family, my kids can't even go to the local, park anymore to go have fun, play a pickup basketball game, or just throw the ball around anymore without risking, you know, getting shot, you know, some random bullet, you know, that was targeted for another gang member, you know, taking my kid out. I mean, this is absurd, you know, where we are right now. So, you know, Sheriff, what do we have to deal with? What do we got to do here? I mean, as crazy as this is, you know, we've got an important election coming in, and we've got one party supposedly, supposedly championing the cause for crime. And I only say supposedly because the proof's in the pudding, is that after they get elected, can they champion the cause of crime to where we finally get a control of this? Or is it just so massive that, you know, maybe we're expecting too much?
Well, we have to focus on the areas that we just talked about, which we aren't doing right now. It's, you know, criminal justice public policy is not necessarily rocket science. Mm-hmm. We just need to be able to use the evidence and the data in front of us. Now, we do need to have more modern use of technology where we can see data as it's coming in daily. There's a lot of times where law enforcement, especially in rural communities, only have historic data that can be used. So if there's any funding that can be done at the national level, it's ensuring that we have systems in place to be able to use data that is immediate so we can redirect the troops in the areas in the right way. Mm-hmm. We also need to fund policing accordingly, and not through fines, fees, and forfeitures, but instead through general funding mechanisms. Police should never have to face a policing for profit accusation in their communities. And as we have bad economic times, I'm afraid that a lot of larger cities, especially, we're already seeing it in Chicago and other areas, where they're using fines and fees to supplant the police budgets. Chicago in particular has put speed cameras all throughout the city and have increased the number of fines associated with those police cameras, and then you throw the shortage of officers on top of it across the country. We're seeing an inability to recruit officers, inability to retain officers. We're seeing officers retire doing an early retirement.
Exactly.
And we're even seeing officers leave the profession.
Sheriff, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We got
the
more from Sheriff Myers.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. That's our commitment to you in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Dr. Corey Myers continues with us. We're talking about, about violent crime and how, our institutions are ignoring the empirical data, and that we have become feelings-based in our deductions, in our perception of the worldview. And it's costing us. And you've heard me say this before. you know, this is really you got to go back to the origination and the genesis of how our country got here. Our country was born out of prayer, an answer to prayer, that the pilgrims for 12 years dedicated their lives. They fasted. They pursued God. Said, can we just have a place where we could worship you, be free to worship you? And God honored that prayer. And that set in motion the foundation of America. And out of that grew our Constitution and just a convergence of brilliant men who were, I believe, ordained by God and that had revelation from God and how to construct and give a skeletal structure and some systems for this great American idea that we have. That, you know, that Benjamin Franklin, when asked what kind of government we had by this woman, and he says, we have a democratic republic if you can keep it. And right now, there are forces that are doing everything they can to steal that dream away, to steal the answer of God's, you know, the pilgrim's prayer to God. They want to steal it away from us. And it's clear what's going on. The evidence is inarguable. It is that clear. And crime is just a partial manifestation and a result and the consequence of us thinking we know better and that we no longer need God Almighty, who is at the very foundation and the basis of this great American idea. Am I saying that, you know, is that fair, Dr. Myers, the way I'm describing this?
It is. You know, I've been blessed. My wife, Bernadette, we've been married for 35 years. We have five children. Mm-hmm. Thanks. We have five children and nine grandchildren and growing. And throughout those years, I've always reinforced to my kids and my grandchildren to never forget our ancestors that fought the good fight and blazed the trail for us to be able to have what we have today, and that we can't let all of their sacrifices go to waste. Mm-hmm. So it's extremely important for us to understand the fundamentals of this country. That's why at the college that I'm at, Benedictine College, we are constantly interject faith, mm-hmm. family, and formation into our programs, into our criminology program. I talk often about the impact of those things and the intersection of crime and why those things occur. Mm-hmm. And then you go back again that we have issues regarding police officers. We don't have enough police officers on the street. There's a shortage of them. We have retention issues. We have recruiting. We have senior officers that are leaving departments, which is going to be a void of senior leadership to train new officers coming
exactly.
in. And that's going to occur for the next 5 or 10 years. That's something you can't fix. You know, overnight.
That's a huge deficit. It's not like you can go to Costco and go to aisle 13 and find all those experienced officers to replace the ones that are leaving. And you can't blame the ones leaving, taking early retirement. They really don't have a fair shot at being successful in their choice of profession here. You know, the amount of liability that comes at them, and all because, you know, a few exceptions, and all because we have given voice to a minority of our citizenry that is unhinged and wants to defund police and put us in grave danger. You know, and they say, you know, I'm open to have the debate and say, okay, if you have a better idea, then let's talk about it. But the only idea they have is we just want to dismantle everything. the nature of man is such we can't afford that puts everybody at risk. I mean, that's a ridiculous proposition on its face. But yet there are still some governors and some states that kind of embrace that idea. At a great cost, which is unbelievable, because you look at the empirical evidence and say, look at, you know, it's like that old deal where the guy says, Doc, I don't understand. So every time I lift my arm, my elbow hurts, and it will stop lifting your arm, you know, it's kind of, right? I mean, it's silly.
Exactly. I mean, we have one of the finest criminal justice systems in the world, the United States. It's not without opportunities for improvement. And I actually write about these opportunities for improvement often. I have a Substack site that I write, drcurrymyers.substack.com, where I do criminal justice opportunities for improvement. And I talk about those things. We definitely need to weed out 5% of the profession that are bad actors and bad apples. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. Right now, police officers fear being incorrectly accused of committing crimes and also feel as if the department and sometimes the community doesn't support their work. Mm-hmm. And these fears, it's called the Ferguson effect.
Yes.
Based on what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, where it impacts adversely the psyche of the officers greatly. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we have many officers now that are not doing proactive police work. They're just doing reactive police work. And I don't blame them for that because mm-hmm. of the fear that's going on. And then you throw on top of the fact that until law and order is restored, the community itself will be cautious in helping police solve crime.
Because
when offenders are out on bail or receive lax prison sentences, it's easier for them, those offenders, to intimidate and scare the public into being silent.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a perfect storm that's occurring, and we haven't even talked about the illegal immigration issue that's going on.
Oh.
The Border Patrol in
yes.
2022 has doubled the number of field encounters since 2021. They've doubled the number of life-saving actions since 2021. Recidivism rates of those apprehended went from 14% in 2015 to 27% in 2022. They've encountered more than 28,000 criminal non-citizens. That means non-citizens who have been convicted of a crime, whether in the United States or abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2021, that number was 17,000. So it's 11,000 more just this year. And current estimates on illegal immigration is nearly 12 million, with an average number of known gotaways per month of 55,000. Per month in
right.
2022. So if you add the fact that a percentage of that 55,000 a month are going to be criminal illegal aliens, then we have another huge problem that's occurring in this country.
Yeah. Well, you know, illegal activity begets illegal activity. I mean, you know, you come in, first of all, you're illegal. So what incentive is there for you to follow the law suddenly? Not to mention the fact, and what we've been screaming from the rafters about Dr. Myers, is that, look at, where's their allegiance? For most of these, especially the gotaways, I'll guarantee you a higher percentage of them are their allegiances to the cartels. They're beholden to the cartels.
Oh, definitely. And the cartels are alive and well. And, you know, we're seeing, especially with the use of fentanyl that's coming from China and that's using the supply chain routes that come up through Mexico and into this country. So human smuggling and especially related to sex workers.
Sex trafficking and that. Yes, exactly.
Sex trafficking.
Unbelievable.
Going on. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And there's two other areas that if you don't mind, I'd like to mention.
Yeah, we've got a little less than a minute, so I'll give it all to you.
Okay.
So go ahead. Wrap it up.
The first one is we've had social anarchy like we've never seen. It's probably even worse than it was in the late 60s, early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
The anarchy that's being fomented, especially through social media, but for the first time, we're actually having political figures endorse that chaos
mm-hmm.
and say it's okay to do.
Right.
And then last, I always tell everybody that criminal justice and problems associated is a lack of faith, family, and formation. And we have to get back to that in this country again, where we teach our children about faith, family, and formation.
And formation. Got to have you back. That is just formation alone is a topic that stands on its own.
This
Thank
report
you.
Is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, Incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is doing a about face and said on Wednesday it will resume participation in an agreement allowing grain exports to leave Ukrainian ports. That's days after suspending it after an involvement over an alleged attack on its Black Sea fleet. Since July, the grain deal was a crucial step to help alleviate the deepening food crisis around the world. The Federal Reserve's meeting this week will conclude today with another interest rate hike to try to calm the raging inflation in America. A hefty 3/4 point hike is expected. So far this year, the Fed has raised the rate of its key rate 5 times at an aggressive pace to keep the threat of recession in check. Financial guru Steve Forbes.
He was recklessly late in fighting the inflation plaguing us today. Now he's making the opposite mistake. He's overdoing it, thereby plunging us into an unnecessarily severe downturn. No wonder Powell's prestige is crashing.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You know, it all starts with an opinion. There's nothing wrong with opinion, you know. But what we want to do is get to the point to where we end up getting a grasp of what the facts are. Because facts always rule over opinion. But in the absence of fact, what we have learned is opinion rules. And if you are making decisions based on opinion and avoiding the facts, well, then you start running into problems, as, you know, Dr. Myers was demonstrating earlier. Dr. John Lott is with us right now. The house is loaded with doctors. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and author of Gun Control Myths. Hey, John, good to have you back with us. How are you?
It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
Well, John, it's, you know, 'tis the season. All the polling is coming out. Everybody is trying to make sense out of it. I always think it's interesting exercise to watch how these pollsters, and you can tell how prejudiced they are. Initially, you know, they'll put out these numbers that are just outlandish. You're going, well, how can that be? You know, the country is getting pummeled by policies from the left, and yet it's showing the left is doing so well in these elections. And, you know, but, you know, like they say, it ain't over till the fat lady's singing. And, you know, the fat lady is starting to go through the scales, but we haven't heard the final, you know, the final song out of her yet. So still yet to be determined. And during this process, as we're getting closer to, you know, to election day, the pollsters are tightening up. It's almost like they said, okay, you know, we've served the cause for our political interests, but in order to maintain some, you know, some dignity and plausible credibility, we better bring the numbers a little bit closer. And this is what we're seeing today. But unfortunately, you know, it gives the media lots of room to spin perception and spin a narrative like they're doing when it comes to gun control, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's with these polls, it's often a way question of how they ask the question. So we recently hired McLaughlin and Associates to go and look at a couple different types of gun control issues. One was red flag laws. If you look at the way the survey's questions are asked, they're asked, do you support judges being able to temporarily take away a person's guns who's a danger to themselves or others? And, you know, the vast majority of people think that that's reasonable. It sounds reasonable to me. And what we found was that about a, by a 2-to-1 margin, people supported that type of law. The problem is that it's the question is pretty simplified from how the system actually works. And people kind of read in what they think would be reasonable things. So when they hear a judge can temporarily take away a person's guns, they assume maybe that there's a hearing that occurs. They occur if the issue is whether the person's a danger to themselves or others. They may assume that mental health care professionals are somehow testifying or involved in the process. And but neither of those things are true. So we just asked, and there are some other issues there too, but we didn't want to make it too complicated or weigh down too much. So we essentially just asked people, does your opinion of having these types of laws change if you don't have a hearing and if no mental health care professionals are involved in the process? And what you find is that rather than a 2-to-1 support for those types of laws, you actually find almost a 2-to-1 opposition. So the biggest changes in support for the law, maybe not surprisingly given that they were the largest supporters to begin with, were Democrats and liberals. That, you know, it's one thing to say you can take away somebody's guns. It's another thing to, if you don't have due process, if you can't go and challenge people who are making, you know, claims against you, the way red flag laws work is somebody makes a written complaint. The only thing that the judge sees when they're making the decision is whether or not it is just the written complaint. They never talk to the person who made the written complaint. The person who made the complaint isn't cross-examined by an attorney for the person who's being charged. You know, it's simply the complaint that's there. And you would think, given that these red flag laws are over 99% of them are used for concerns about suicide, that you would at least have somebody who's involved in mental health evaluate the person and have the judge then talk to that person. But yet, that none of the red flag laws require that.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, that is just such a knee-jerk response, and it stands as a violation of our Second Amendment right, doesn't it, John?
Right, but you're right. I'm just saying, though, that the way the survey questions are done, you know, none of that's clear to the people who are answering the question. Maybe some of the people already know those facts, but my guess is most of them don't know.
Now, they're not going to spend time when they're doing these surveys, you know, to answer those questions or, you know, right?
It's just, right. Well, I mean, I mean, the only thing that they have really in front of them, unless they're very knowledgeable about the situation, is the way the question is formulated to them. You know, there are other issues there, too. One of the things that we also wanted to ask people about was what percent of violent crime involves guns? On average, Democrats think that 58% of violent crime involves guns. On average, the average Republican thinks that 38% of violent crime involves guns. In fact, it's less than 8%. So Democrats are off by 50 percentage points and Republicans are off by about 30 percentage points. There's some people, there's almost 10% of people who think that over 90% of violent crime involves guns. I mean, this isn't too surprising given the solution that Democrats always put out for violent crime is gun control. You know, gun control has nothing to do with over 92% of violent crime because they have nothing to do with guns. But the other couple interesting things is that the people who believe that the highest percentages of violent crime involves guns are the ones who most strongly support gun control. You know, if you think the vast majority of violent crime involves guns and you don't hear about any benefits from guns, you know, why not just get rid of guns? You'll solve the violent crime problem that's there. And kind of most interesting to me is when you kind of get into the weeds on this, what are the characteristics of the people who have the most incorrect estimates? It turns out that people who went to graduate school and who make over $200,000 a year have the most inaccurate, highest estimates of the percent of violent crime involving guns. They think over 60% of violent crime involves guns. Mm-hmm. The people who are most accurate are poor people who have the least amount of education, people who make less than $30,000 a year, people who don't have a high school diploma or just a high school diploma. They're in the 20% range that they mm-hmm. think violent crime involves guns. So,
right.
You know, part of that, I think, is just that the people who are most likely victims of violent crime know that a lot of violent crime doesn't involve guns. The people who are least likely to have violent crime committed against them, who rely on the media for the coverage of violent crime and the biases that are in the media, they're the ones who are most inaccurate. There's a final point. You know, one of the main gun control laws that Democrats push are these background checks on private mm-hmm. transfers of guns, so-called right. universal background checks. And surveys indicate that 90+% of Americans support these. But the way the questions are asked is they're basically saying, do you support background checks to stop criminals from getting guns? And people think that that's good, to stop criminals from getting guns. The problem is, the last time that Democrats and gun control people have tried to put these initiatives on the ballot mm-hmm. were in 2016. They haven't done it since then for an obvious reason.
Exactly. John, got to go to break. We'll pick it up there. We come back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Dr. John Lott continues with us as we continue our conversation regarding, the media spin on gun control. You've got this perception of gun control, and we've got to be careful because the thing that would be interesting, John, to understand is that here we are, we're on the brink of making some decisions that other countries have done before us in terms of, taking our guns away. I don't think it would happen here in America. I want to believe that it can't happen, but it doesn't stop the left from having this argument. But all we have to do, like you said, they want to pick and choose the data, but we need to pull up the empirical evidence and data of what happened to other countries once their right to have a gun was taken away from them. What did the data look like then?
All right. Well, I mean, we can look at what happens in other countries, and what you find happening is that when guns are banned, either all guns or all handguns, murder rates go up. There's not one single time where murder rates have gone down or even stayed the same. And there's a simple reason for that, and that is when you go and you ban guns, it's the most law-abiding good citizens who turn in their guns relative to criminals. Mm-hmm. To the extent that you disarm law-abiding citizens relative to criminals, you actually result in an increase in violent crime. And, you look in the United States, the major source of illegal guns are drug dealers. Dealers, it's not like a drug dealer can go to the police and say this other gang stole our drugs. Can you help
stole my drugs, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They have to go and set up their own little militaries in order to protect that valuable property that they have. Mm-hmm. And if they can make money selling guns, then they make money doing that, just like they can make money selling drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think Americans know how difficult it has been to stop the sale of illegal drugs in the United States. Mm-hmm. And, if I were to be able to click my fingers right now and cause all illegal drugs to disappear and all guns, how long do you think it would be before illegal drugs start coming back into the country? 20
minutes
if you're in El Paso?
Exactly.
And how long would it take for them to bring in the weapons to protect that very valuable property that they have? They'd be bringing them in at the same time.
Exactly.
So the notion that somehow, you know, if you ban guns, you're going to stop criminals from getting guns any more than we've been able to stop criminals from being able to go and buy drugs just isn't very serious.
Yeah, because we know that criminals are law abiding, right, John? I mean, they follow the laws. I mean, you know, when they see signs that say that this is a gun free zone, they respect that. They don't bring their guns.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so what we're talking about before the break was just these universal background checks. Democrats and gun control people will talk about the strong support that polls show for this. But the interesting thing is, you know, they don't bother trying to put these on ballot initiatives anymore. And there's a simple reason for that. When they last tried to do this back in 2016, they put them on the ballots in Maine and Nevada. In Maine, they outspent the people on the other side, the gun control people like Bloomberg, outspent the people on the other side of the debate by 20-1.
Wow.
And they still lost. And they had overwhelmingly positive news coverage of their initiative. So if really 90%+ of people support something and you outspend the other side by 20-1 and all the news coverage is favorable to you, you would think, you know, you would win by 90%.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, right.
But in fact, they lost. And in Nevada, Bloomberg had to outspend the other side by 3-1. And, you know, and so they've learned their lessons not to try to put these initiatives on the ballot anymore. And it gets to kind of the same thing we were talking about with regard to red flag laws, that there's a lot in the details there. You know, everybody says, sure, I want to stop criminals from getting guns. Sure, I want to be able to let judges temporarily take away a gun from somebody who's dangerous to themselves or others. But, you know, we went through the stuff with the red flag laws, but with the universal background checks, I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. Let's say a woman friend of yours is being threatened by an ex, and she calls you up on a Saturday evening and tells you that she's very afraid that he may be coming by soon. Mm-hmm. You know that she's well-trained with a gun, that she knows how to use it, and she's just asking, can she borrow your gun for a few days until she has a chance to go to a gun store to be able to go and pick one up? Well, under these universal background check laws, if you were to lend her your gun temporarily, you'd be committing a felony. You could go to jail for 5 years for doing that if you don't go and do a background check before you lend her your gun. And, you know, you may not be in a position at 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening on a Saturday to go and find a gun store where you can go and have the time to go and do a background check to transfer to her. And when people hear those are the types of implications that are there, you end up going from having, you know, 90%+ of people saying, well, this is a great idea, to saying, no, I don't really think this makes a lot of sense. And so those initiatives go down to defeat. And as I say, there's a reason why they haven't tried to put them on the ballot anymore.
Yeah. Well, they know that at the end of the day, it's not gaining any traction. You know, we say often in this political environment, it comes down to, if you don't have the message, then you better have the money. And after a while, you know, banging your head up against the wall and spending all this money, I mean, 20-1, you're outspending the opposition and you're not winning. I mean, that's a losing proposition. You just can't, I mean, if you want Bloomberg to just to waste a bunch of money, just, I guess you just put another red cape, like a, you know, in front of a charging bull and let him go after it and waste some more money, huh?
Right. Well, you know what? This current election, Democrats are outspending Republicans in lots of races by massive amounts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 2 or 3 or 4 or even 5 times to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the Republicans are at least, you know, closing the gaps now in a lot of the polls. So we'll have to see what happens next week on the.
Well, but, and you've had Democrats. You have Democrats. I think last month there was 1 million registered Democrats that went to the Republican Party. I mean, they're just thinking the Democrats are just unhinged with these policies and what they've done. I mean, you know, they've killed jobs. What they've done to the energy sector, and here we are. And John, I mean, we're not that far away, especially for people in the Northeast that are going to get clobbered. Energy costs are just going to go through the roof. And I mean, already people are making choices. Okay, well, I'll eat less because I need the gas. But when we start getting cold weather, I mean, how much less can you eat? And how many more people, you know, are just going to have to deal with freezing? And we know experientially more people die from cold than they do from heat. This does not portend well. You know, for America that has left itself vulnerable. Thank you very much to the Joe Biden administration.
Yeah, I was just seeing a poll the other day that was asking people what was the most important issue. And people who are making less than 30 or less than 50,000, even higher incomes, were inflation was their number one concern. The people who were least concerned about that were people who were making over $200,000 a year. Mm-hmm. You know, by contrast, on the issue of abortion, it was a very low ranked concern for people making less than 30 or less than 50,000, but it was a top concern for people making over $200,000 a year. And you have a similar comparison if you look at education levels. People with just a high school degree or less, inflation was their top concern. It was way down the list for people who had gone to graduate school and graduated. By contrast, people who had gone to graduate school or graduated were much more concerned about abortion, than people who had relatively low levels of education.
That's interesting. So what is that telling us? I mean, that, you know.
It's telling us that the Democrats are a party of wealthy people who have gone to graduate school. The people who are poor, the people who have relatively less education as well as the middle class, are much more in line with Republican views on what's important than they are with the Democrats. And it's the people who are gone to graduate school and graduated and who are making lots of money whose views coincide about what's important coincide with what the Democrats are concerned about.
Yeah, it's amazing to me because inflation, in a sense, has given the government a license to steal. And they're clobbering, you know, the lower and middle class once again, just like under the Obama administration. They're the ones that are taking the bigger hit and feeling, you know, the obvious theft that the government has perpetrated, all in the name of this boogeyman inflation that they want us to believe it's a boogeyman. It's not. I mean, this is all to pay off political debts brought to you by the Biden administration and Democrats. This is what they do. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and author of Gun Control Myths. Thank you, John. Take care.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.